Starts with an L. You ever heard?
What? Starts what? What'd you say?
L. Starts with an L.
No.
Louisville?
Louisville, Kentucky?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, good.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you something while you're talking about the capital of New Orleans.
Yeah.
Louisiana. Uh-huh. Go, if you ever live long enough, and you can, go to Baton Rouge, capital.
Uh-huh.
Then walk over there to this building that they stored the powder in and had a tunnel into the river under. They've done away with the tunnel now. That they brought the powder into this 6-foot wall brick building. And that's where it was hid and stored at, for, I reckon, for the south or wherever. But anyhow, they got a museum, I think you'd call it, out of it now, with all the old guns and all the old things the men used. But just as you go into the door, right to the side, they've got an Indian standing there with a little deer, just been shot with a bow and arrow. Picture of blood coming out of it, paint, you know, red paint and stuff. The most saddest thing you ever looked at in your life. And I bet you agree with it. What?
Is that New Orleans?
At Baton Rouge. That you say that you agree with me when you go stand there and look at it. To think that we come here, our ancestors come here, taking this country away from them people. And now then they're trying to do everything they can for the nigger, but they don't do nothing for the Indian. Very little. A lot more than maybe I know about. But I say they ought to be the people we worship and take care of without them ever having to hit a lick in the world and do nothing. This was their country. And you say, well, hog eat hog. Well, that's a good way of saying it. But son, you go down and stand in front of that piston. If your eyes don't run water, you just ain't a human being. That's all I can tell you. Now it's too damn. Well, it's a picture of the woods and out behind him and everything like that, you know, like he just come in out of the woods and laid his little deer down and there with his bow and arrow and everything. I don't know, might it just kick their guts out of you. It did me. I don't know what it'll do other people. But one old woman there says, what are you taking, what are you standing there for? You ain't going to look around the rest of the thing? I said, if it's all as sad looking as this is, lady, I don't see another damn thing. She said, well, you just don't believe in hog eating hog, do you? So that's what you call it, my ancestors come in and taking us away from them. Well, and the Russians come in and take it away from us. It's possible. But not in my mind possible. But it is possible. Well, how are we going to get? What are we going to do? That's truth to say, if we are God-fearing, God-loving people in this country, they damn sure ought to look after the Indian a damn sight better than they are doing it now. But just imagine that I go up to your home, run you out of your home and offer you a piece of land and all that, and you have to move over there and start in another place. Pretty soon I decide I won't that and I move you a little further over. Pretty soon I decide that and you move a little further over. Hell, they've moved them now until they ain't got nowhere to go. Got nowhere to live, see. And that's all I can say. I might see life different than other people or be a different man than other people, but in my viewpoint of it and everything, we owe them everything. Now. Of course, I hear there's a great lot of them come here to fast school, working here at fast school now in the shipyard. Everything. I reckon maybe you might say, well, how much Indian blood you got in here? Well, I got plenty. I got enough. All my ancestors didn't come here from way off, eh? Some of them met the boat. Well, Roger said that first, you know.
What?
He said that other people's ancestors come over on the Mayflower, but his met the